PMM 531.
And we head to the Friendly Islands this morning. Wow, it's all happening in the South Pacific this week, isn't it, Megan?
Yeah, it is, and I'm feeling a little bit FOMO at the moment because I'm not at Pacific Games in Samoa and I'm not in Tonga for the Miss Hey Lala. I'm just watching things online, gee.
That's why it's called imagination. Just close your eyes and you'll be there.
Well, anyway, Miss Hey Lala pageant is what everybody's been talking about online, and last night I caught a glimpse of it because last night was a talent category. So 25 girls, man, can you imagine getting through 25 talents? 25 girls obviously contesting for the Miss Hey Lala crown for 2019-2020. And an interesting range this year because I saw a girl playing the flute.
What?
I saw a girl doing the Cook Island dance, which was really good, by the way.
Yeah.
She was awesome at that. The girl that I know that I used to go to school with, she did a fire dance.
What was this?
Yeah, Siva Samoa was in it. I've even seen a girl like do some boxing. And of course, Swana Aleva, who used to be on the PMN Tonga Youth Show,
yes,
did a hip hop dance as well, which is awesome. Man, but some of the funniest talents I reckon are the acting ones. You know the ones I'm talking about, like the drama.
Mm.
And some of those acting scenes just don't look rehearsed at all, eh? Which is probably why people laugh a lot. And one that I saw last night, a snippet of it, this one girl, she was acting as a tour guide.
Yeah.
And she was pretending that she was taking her, her tourists to the Mapu Avaya blowholes in Tonga.
Oh, okay.
And she goes, yeah, these are the blowholes. And they were like, oh, what does it look like? And then she grabs the bottle of water, puts it in her mouth, and she just blew it out. I'm like, my gosh, really? Is that your talent? Mind you, she did get heaps of laughs, and everybody's talking about it, so I guess that was a good impression on the judges, maybe.
Yes, a wet impression on many of the audience, maybe too, depending on where the blowhole went and the directions. But man, that is the thing, eh, about improv and that. I think the one that always gets me whenever I do like functions and that, you never go wrong with doing the the dance. You know, like, okay, we're going to do a dance competition, we're going to give away tickets, and I tell you, our people, they never disappoint. You see old people doing splits, and I've seen even some matua doing twerking and things like that. I'm serious.
It's something about our people when they get like hyped up. Oh, man, they're unstoppable. My
gosh. And then, you know, I don't know if it's the same for you guys, but, you know, it's this thing like Sam Walsh, like, you know, somebody does something, and then, and then somebody comes along and goes even more extreme, and then the other one, you know, doing
competition.
It's the more extreme. You know what? Oh, shame. It reminds me, it's a bit of an embarrassing one, but we used to do this thing at my cousin's house when we used to like have dance competitions inside their bedroom, and they had a bunk, and my talent was I was able to jump off the top bunk and do splits.
Hoses. Okay, we're going to do that. We're going to reenact that because we'd really like to see that happen now.
Yeah, like I said, 50 kgs ago.